Nice jinx, Pebble. Thanks a lot.
He was the jinx.
I called it. I was right on the money.
Is what you did.
I made the pick last Tuesday before the tournament even started.
What a jinx.
What was your pick? I wasn't listening. I'm still crying.
Oh, of course you weren't, because that Michigan State was going to upset with Marquette and move on to the Sweet 16.
What a hater.
All you did was go with Izzo.
What did Izzo do last night?
Well, no, Izzo has had a track record. He's got an incredible track record, and Shaka better be ready because his record's coming out now too. So,
what, losing in the first round?
He's losing all the time. He hasn't won anything since he went to the Final Four, and he's lost. He's lost now as a 5 against a 12, as a 7 against a 10, as a 6 against an 11, as a 3 against a 14, and a 2 against a 7. Those are. So, I guarantee you there are some gamblers that made hundred grand betting
off coaches.
Yes, totally. And it's not a bad. That's what you have now with times 10 is what you have with Matt Painter. Nobody knows what to do with him. There's never been anybody that bad.
It's not the coach's fault.
Well, but whatever it is, there's never been a coach.
It ain't Izzo's greatness either.
Well, whatever it is, there's a connection. You can say whoever it is. There's a connection.
It's
in terms
the players.
Of, well, whatever, but they're his players. And when you're picking an NCAA tournament,
doesn't mean anything. You got players or you don't
got
players.
Fine. You don't have players. All you have is a record as to how you do.
That's
correct. You can blame whoever you want. But when I'm picking a team,
I'm blaming the players.
Okay.
Well, and I'm also giving credit to the players.
Right. Okay. Do whatever you want.
Coaches are 10% in my
when
book.
When somebody's picking a team, the point I was going to make about Shaka, Jay Wright was in that situation for a while. After he made a Final Four at Villanova, he had a stretch of, I don't know, was it 6 or 7 years where he couldn't even get to the second weekend, and he had outstanding teams. It was like Jay Wright, and then next thing you know, he busts through and then wins two national titles. So,
So there it has it. Nothing to do with the coach.
Well, you can say whoever it is. It's the coach's teams when you pick a team, and you need to factor in
it
who
is.
The coach is, because there seems to be a consistency for teams with a certain coach, and nobody has ever done what Matt Painter's done, ever. Had teams that were that highly seeded lose to teams.
The regular season, yeah.
No, to be that good in the regular season,
right.
Which means that you get a seed.
Correct.
He's alone. Nobody knows what to do. What's he going to do in the future? No one knows. Why? Because even Tony Bennett has had a couple, but he's got a championship.
Players.
Whatever.
Players
yeah.
aren't stepping
say
up.
Say whoever it is. Mention it can be. You can pick whatever reason you are. But it's you have as a coach, you have what your teams have done.
Right,
in the
but
tournament.
you just disproved the whole thing.
What?
What you said about Jay Wright? Jay Wright won, then all
right.
of a sudden he went 6 or 7 years and
right.
lost.
There, but
it's the same Jay Wright.
No, but there are other coaches that didn't happen.
I
other than
that,
Jay Wright,
but I'm just saying we don't have to look at other places. So we already have one case.
There is one case.
There's
yes.
my case right
but there.
There
probably
there's probably more.
There may be no. There isn't. There aren't any more. There are a lot the other way. Gene Cady never could make a Final Four as great as his teams were.
What do you mean?
Purdue's won so many Big Ten titles in the last 40 years. They haven't been to the Final Four since 1980. And look how many championships they've won since then, Big Ten championships.
Right. But even Gene Cady never in the tournament or his teams.
And that was pre-Gene Cady, 1980.
Right. No, but I'm saying even Gene Cady never was in a situation where he lost to a 16.
The Big Ten itself ain't doing much anyway, Pebble.
They haven't, but... Then this is just
When was the last time the Big Ten did anything, Pebble?
They have been in the championship game 6 times.
Michigan's been to 2 of them in the
right.
last 10 years.
Correct, but they haven't won it.
They haven't won it, though.
They've had 6 or 7 championship games. Michigan has a couple. Indiana had one. Ohio State won. Illinois had one.
How far are you going back?
In the last 20 years.
20? Okay.
Yeah, so... but yeah, no one's won it since Michigan State in 2000. It's incredible that you could that conference with that quality of teams generally historically could go that long without winning a title, and they have. So, but like Izzo now has.
So what are you blaming? Now we blaming the conference?
No, I'm blaming anybody. I'm just saying you try to pick games.
You're blaming coaches. Now let's blame the conference.
Yeah. Well,
conference can't produce champions.
Conference can't produce champions.
Yes. Switch it up.
And the difference is?
Get rid of it.
They don't have coaches that won champions.
You got to blame it on something. Because we want to use statistics.
You can blame it on anybody, but there's a consistency. Guy can't hit, he generally can't hit. A guy can't shoot, generally can't shoot. Yes.
A guy can't win, generally can't win.
Well, there.
No, not believing it.
No, I mean, there are.
It all comes down. What are your players?
Well, whatever. Then the players, as I said, don't blame the coach. Blame the players. Blame whoever you want. It doesn't change the statistics of how a team is done with a certain coach.
This isn't a very good Michigan State team either. And the field's very watered down. Outside of Houston and Alabama, pretty much a toss-up game. Like, I would put a toss-up between Michigan State and Kansas State the next game and Michigan State and Tennessee the next game after that.
Kansas State will win by 20.
Yeah!
20.
And Kansas State just changed their coach.
But they win easy double digits. Pebble, you want to put your money where that filthy mouth of yours is?
No.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I don't bet.
You just like to talk.
I don't bet.
I'll bet. Yeah, I'll take Michigan State. I'll take them.
All right.
How many points am I getting? 20?
How many points do you need to bet?
You're the one who made the statement.
I said, yeah, they'll win by double digits.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
yeah, so I
what
get.
What does that mean?
That means I get 10.
I'll take 10 then. Congratulations.
Okay. All right.
Choke on it, too, while you're taking it.
10. And, well, first you were 20. I could hold you to 20.
I said they're going to win by 20. But yes. I didn't say I was going to bet 20.
Oh.
But I'll bet 10.
You'll bet 10. I'll bet 10. Yeah, we know what 20. We do on this show. Nothing counts unless you'll bet it, right?
I just said it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you. Jason Wilde will be on in a couple minutes.
Bebel's afraid to bet. He just likes to talk.
No, he just doesn't bet.
Because he talks.
Well, it's true. If you don't bet, you can say anything, right?
Correct. I can say anything. Said, the earth is flat. I ain't going to bet on it, but the earth is flat.
If you talk and won't bet, you're a loser.
100%.
Yeah.
You're trying to make make some claims about this and that, but they want to back it up.
So to have an opinion, you have to bet
don't
every time?
Back, to have a strong one, yes. To let you believe in, yeah, bet on it.
I think there's some truth to that.
Yeah, bet on it if you believe in it so much.
I don't agree with it, because you'd be betting all your life then, basically.
If someone disputed you.
It depends also.
No, well, here's the thing. You don't necessarily are going to bet, but you'll bet if someone's willing to bet you. If someone has the opposite strong opinion and you both are talking, all right, let's bet.
Right.
But you can make a statement and no one's willing to bet you on it. Then okay, but you're still willing to bet because you believe in it.
Correct.
You're not willing to bet.
Yeah, if you make
because
a statement,
it's not about money for me. It's about the principle.
It ain't about money. It's about you think you're right.
Yeah, that's how you.
Apparently,
show
you don't think you're right.
Well, if I turn out to be right, that's all that matters.
If I turn out to be right, yeah, if it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
That's all that matters to me.
If I was right about Michigan State
beating Marquette in the second round, right, upsetting them, mm-hmm, I had to play.
You wouldn't have bet on that either.
No, I wouldn't have bet on it because anything can happen in the tournament, as we've seen.
So then how can you be so confident in anything if anything can happen?
Because I called my shot before the tournament started, and I want some damn credit for it.
Yes, you get credit
for it.
You
get nothing.
Thank you. You get credit for it, but not the same credit you get if you'd bet.
Correct. Not even close. Because we know you didn't believe it. You just threw something in the air. There's a couple people that said that Purdue was going to lose, get upset in the first round.
How did I throw it in the air?
They didn't bet it. They didn't bet on it.
It's a different standard.
You're those people who fill out 50 brackets. So I get in one of my 50 brackets, I had Purdue losing in the first round.
I filled out one bracket for the entire tournament. I do it every year. The bracket, the sheet of integrity. I'm not one of these people that fills out.
I'm saying what it's like. It's like you.
No,
you
it's
just,
not like
when
that
you just
because
say
I don't
something,
do it.
It doesn't matter. That's like you filling out multiple brackets and having Purdue winning in 12.
When I don't do that,
the other team winning in the other.
I will say though,
but it's similar to what you're doing right now.
There is a factor like you don't want to be wrong, and that can bother you too.
He's afraid to be wrong and lose money.
But yeah, it would have been. I feel really stupid that in a pool that you didn't take that. Or it was KenPom who said, somebody sent it to me, and I got to read it again. Where if you're not in the preseason top 25, you almost never make the Final Four, and the average is less than 2 wins, and it doesn't matter how high you're seeded. And you know the 2 teams that fit that this year?
Who?
Purdue and Marquette. Neither team was in the preseason top 25.
But there's also a KenPom stat too, where if you're in the top 25 of offensive and defensive efficiency, then you got a good shot at winning the national championship. And that's only a handful of teams. Right. The one who's not Marquette.
You would think. I mean,
how's that guy who does the eight teams?
Oh, how many are
Gasaway?
Left?
Yeah, is that Gasaway? Yeah. How's Gasaway's?
We know Alabama's still around. They were part. Arkansas, well, we'll see. Marquette's out.
Yeah, who else
they
did
were
have
one
in
of the
there?
Eight. We'll have to look that up. But my point was that you would think Purdue.
Or Gasaway, right?
Yes. You would think that a team that's good enough over the course of the regular season.
Purdue wasn't preseason ranked?
No.
Really?
I have another one. I get this Blue Ribbon book, and they have the top 25, and it's the AP. Preseason 25. So all these little tidbits that you have, but you wouldn't think, again, wherever they are seated, the general team, the team that fits, again, not in the top 25, regardless of where they're seated, Marquette at 2, Purdue, they average less than 2 wins. And somebody set it out a couple days before the tournament, but I didn't, it didn't affect my,
Your thinking bracket. Or your bracket.
But I mean, I understood the thinking. It's you know, when teams like Marquette shock people at how good they are, they tend not to do as well in the tournament.
How are our brackets looking, Pebble? Can we go in there and look at those?
Yeah, I'll bring it up right now.
That's got to be totally busted.
Pretty much. Well, everybody's busted, though.
A lot
just
of people
the question have been how much you're busted.
How busted are
how
you?
How busted are you? If you believed in Arizona, Jay Billis said Arizona win the national title.
Oh, he's in
when
trouble.
You have a team winning the national title and they lose their first game, you should
trouble.
Be out. No, you should be eliminated. They
you
should
are
force
eliminated.
You to rip it up. No, you could still, if you had
everything. You're out of it. You're out of it.
Right.
At that
you
point.
Could still have a good bracket with everything else.
In the Homer and Tony bracket, I am 49th. My girlfriend's in it too. She's number 13.
I'm worse than that.
But she has Kansas winning the whole thing, so her bracket's busted.
Yes.
Ooh, bye bye.
I'm probably about 80th or something.
And I'm gonna scroll down here and see 13, what we got.
13 now.
Are you Homer? Are you Homer 540 ESPN?
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
You're 43rd, Homer.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So you're the same. You're just a little below or above
Marquette
me.
In the Final Four.
And
that, I don't know where I have. Alabama and Houston.
I don't
were
think
my two
name's
teams.
In there.
You didn't.
I don't know what I'm under.
You don't know.
I put it in an alias.
Oh, okay. Well, then I can't see what you are.
Where did you see it at?
I just went to the Tourney Challenge website on ESPN and just went to the Homer and Tony group and then looked at these
We're
things.
The only ones who had one. Did anybody else have one? Scalzo and Brust, did they have one?
I don't think so, no.
Then I'd like you. You're the one who put that together, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and you did it on our new Twitter page.
Exactly,
Yeah, and who's responsible for that?
I am.
Yeah, I said we should probably have gotten you. I owe you some Buffalo Wild Wings, don't I? Didn't I say I'd get you some?
You did?
To do
make
this?
Them cauliflower wings.
No. Nope. I'm going to go get them today.
I have 8 of my Sweet
Sorry,
16 teams still
you.
In, 2 of my Final Four, and my national champion
still
alive.
Who do you have in the national
I got that UCLA winning the whole
All
thing.
All right. Who do I have? I don't even know. How many.
UCLA winning
I think
the whole
I
thing.
Have Alabama. I know I have Alabama and Houston, I think, in the Final
Homer,
Four.
You have Alabama winning the whole thing.
And who are my other teams in the Final? Marquette?
Click on your bracket here.
I might have UCLA, too. I can't remember.
I think I have UCLA winning it.
You have, let's see.
Dun-dun, he's busted.
You have Houston against Texas and Alabama against Arizona, who's out.
Yeah, that's all right.
One of your Final Four, done.
Yeah,
and then you had Alabama against UCLA in the championship game.
Who I do?
Yeah, with Alabama winning.
Oh, you're still alive, bro?
Yeah, where did you say Texas? Where
in your Final Four.
You had Texas in the Final Four against
Texas.
Houston, yeah. Wait, no, you had, hold on.
Can't be. I don't think that
fits. I'm just trying to read this right here.
My Final Four is UCLA, Houston, Texas, and Marquette.
Oh, yeah, you had UCLA against Texas.
Oh, I see.
To see what goes advanced, yeah.
So that one, UCLA, now do I have Houston and Alabama too or not? Do I not have Houston in there? I can't remember.
You do not have Houston. No.
Yeah, that was my mistake. The injuries. I thought too much of the injuries.
Sorry, you do have Houston. Houston, UCLA, and Alabama against Marquette in the Final Four.
There you go. Oh.
And then you have Alabama over UCLA in the title game.
Yeah. I can do well. I feel okay. Mm-hmm. Should have listened to that preseason 25. I'm going to be checking who's in the preseason 25.
And I had Arizona against Kentucky in one side. They're both out. And then I had UCLA against Houston with UCLA going to advance.
All right.
Hey, we got a break. Get the. Don't we got Zora?
No, we got Jason.
Jason.
Oh, Jason.
Latest on Aaron Rodgers. Next.